Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. And, of course, as we were talking about earlier, we've been talking about all morning. It is now 8:10, and it's time to talk to Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center. Good morning, Jeannie. How are you doing today?
Morning. I'm doing fine.
It's good to see you today, obviously, with being the third Thursday of the month. And I was talking a little bit earlier about what you're going to talk about today, and it sounds like your main topic today is going to be grapefruit seed extract.
That's correct. So, you know, what do you do with the seeds when you eat a grapefruit?
I know some people just spit them out pretty much for the most part.
Yeah, I usually, like, if I'm going to eat a grapefruit, I dig them out before I even start, and then I'll just continue to dig them out if I missed any.
Right.
So, what if I told you those grapefruit seeds, particularly in grapefruit seed extract form, hold a wealth of health benefits?
Before we get started, can you get the mic a little bit closer? You're kind of sounding really far away. All right, there we go.
So, it only makes sense considering the benefits of eating a grapefruit include, like, weight loss, cellulite reduction, immune system enhancement. So grapefruit seed extract, however, has a totally different set of benefits. Practitioners of alternative medicine say grapefruit seed extract possess antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal properties and recommend its use for the treatment of candidas, earaches, throat infections, and diarrhea. Some reports even claim grapefruit seed extract contains potent compounds that can kill more than 60 types of bacteria and yeast. Wow. Just to
That's
think.
That's a lot.
Those little things you discard when you eat a grapefruit. You know, and it just amazes me that people discover these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this was discovered back like around 1950.
So not that long ago, really.
Yeah.
I mean, comparatively speaking.
Really. Grapefruit seed extract, also known as GSE, is derived from the seeds, the pulp, and the white membranes of a grapefruit. So let's discuss why those parts might be worthy of attention in your life as an internal, external, and a household natural remedy. So as we mentioned above, it does fight bacteria and yeast, and Candida is one of those. Candida is a fungal infection that can affect men and women of all ages in various parts of the body. Most commonly occurs in the mouth, ears, nose, toenails, fingernails, gastrointestinal tract, and vagina. But hey, you guys out there, if you didn't already know, that jock itch is actually a Candida overgrowth as well.
Ooh,
yeah. I hate to bust it. You know, that athlete's foot. Yeah. It's just a vicious little fungus among us.
Oh, yeah. I think I had it once before when I was like in middle school. Of course, you know, nobody's hygienic when you're in middle school in those locker rooms.
Nope.
So, and I had it once. I was just like, this is horrible. What's going on?
Yeah. So GSE's antifungal properties help combat Candida infestations by killing the yeast cells that have taken over the body. So it also kills antibiotic-resistant UTIs. And I'm seeing like a lot of people coming in that there seems to be a lot more UTIs now than what there have been in the, you know, the first few years I had the store. But a noteworthy case published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine found that grapefruit seeds were highly effective in killing antibiotic-resistant urinary tract infections. The study looked at several patients who were treated with grapefruit seeds orally for 2 weeks. The dosage, and they actually had to eat the nasty seeds, was 5 to 6 grapefruit seeds every 8 hours. Within those 2 weeks, all patients responded satisfactorily to the treatment, minus one. However, this patient initially had the bacterial UTI resistant to 3 different antibiotics. But after taking this grapefruit seed, there was a reversal of the antibiotic resistant pattern. Imagine that.
So even if it didn't do what it did for everybody else, it did something for them still, though, were reversed to where the antibiotics would work.
Yeah. And see, that's just it. I mean, there's more and more antibiotic resistant bacterias and stuff coming out. It seems like, you know, all the time people are having resistance to those. another one that it fights is fungal infection. And I've not heard of this one, but histoplasmosis is a fungal infection sometimes mistaken for tuberculosis. It's caused by a fungus often found in bird and bat droppings. Histoplasmosis is most commonly transmitted when spores become airborne, like during cleanup and demolition projects, or from dirt contaminated with the droppings. The majority of people who acquire this histoplasmosis are symptomless and never even know they're infected, but some people may develop flu-like symptoms that last for around 10 days. So for people with weak immune systems, chronic diseases, or for infants, this histoplasmosis can be really serious. About 500,000 people are exposed to histoplasmosis each year in the U.S. alone. So, and another one, going back to that athlete's foot fungus-y thing. Athlete's foot is a skin disease that usually occurs between the toes caused by a fungus. You know, itchy toes. Yeah, that's something to think about.
Those aren't good.
As a natural treatment for athlete's foot, you're going to try applying full-strength grapefruit seed extract to the problem areas 2 to 3 times per day, or take it orally in capsule form. It shouldn't take too long to have the itching, burning, and general unpleasantness of athlete's foot under control. If you can use, or you can also use GSE as an alternative to tea tree oil to treat toenail fungus. Just simply paint the extract on the infected nails twice a day until you see improvement. The other thing that grapefruit seed extract works on is it's a general antimicrobial. Grapefruit seed extract benefits can be experienced when it's taken by mouth for bacterial, viral, and fungal infections, including those yeast infections. But there are also many grapefruit seed uses that don't involve ingesting the extract due to its antimicrobial activities. A little tongue-tied today. Grapefruit seed extract is commonly included in many throat sprays, nasal sprays, ear drops, mouthwashes, toothpastes, shower gels, wound disinfectant sprays, and other personal care products. Instead of using unnatural and synthetic preservatives, many natural companies turn to grapefruit seed extract for its ability to preserve a product by killing unwanted bacteria. So let's talk about some of those antimicrobial uses. You know, you can use this in your laundry. One of my sisters is a janitress, and she cleans her church, and she does this and has done this for years. To kill fungi and bacteria, add 10 to 15 drops to the final rinse in your laundry.
Mm.
In carpet cleaners, you can add it to kill pathogenic organisms. To sterilizing and disinfecting operating rooms, can you imagine that? The hospitals actually use it. In nebulizers, you can do 1 drop of GSE to 1 ounce saline water for control of respiratory infections. You can also add a drop to your neti pot when doing a nasal rinse. In humidifiers, 3 or 4 drops per gallon of water to prevent algae growth. As a better preservative than most chemical preservatives currently on the market, you can disinfect surfaces when mixed with water in a spray bottle. It's great for disinfecting cutting boards and other kitchen utensils, as well as bathroom surfaces. You can use it in hot tubs and swimming pools to lessen the need for high levels of chlorine. You know, another thing that I've read, but I haven't tested yet, is grapefruit seed extract can actually be used to purify water. When you go camping, you can get those little tablets that you know, if you don't have water with you, mm-hmm. You can purify water. Well, I've read, like I said, I haven't tested it yet, though, but I've read that the grapefruit seed extract actually has that capability.
Oh, very cool. Just drop it in there pour it in there, and it should be good to go, hopefully.
Yeah. And it's always kind of a good thing to have on hand, you know, just in case we have problems with our water supply again. And another thing I know, and this is personal experience, it works great on sinus infections.
Which I have quite a bit sometimes.
Yeah,
so.
I'm prone to sinusitis, and when I start to feel that pain in the sinus cavities or anything like that, man, I don't take grapefruit seed extract consistently, but I mm-hmm. always make sure I have some of it on hand.
Right, just in case that one of those comes on. But
oh, yeah.
Man, you can feel those sinus headaches and stuff like that start to build up. It is the worst.
Miserable.
Because it just feels like your head is just like going to explode at any second. You're just this hurts.
Yeah.
this is the worst.
It makes everything worse, you know.
Right, exactly. All your senses are like super heightened by then. You're like.
Makes you grumpy, too.
Very true.
Grapefruit seed extract is actually made by mixing grapefruit seeds, the pulp, and the pulp into a highly acidic liquid. And after some additional processing, the mixture turns into a yellow thick liquid that has a strong bitter taste. Then it's typically combined with vegetable glycerin to reduce the bitterness and the acidity. The main biological compounds in a grapefruit seed that are believed to be responsible for its ability to destroy infections, invaders are the polyphenols and known as limonoids and I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, narragenin.
Hey, it sounded good to me. So.
You can also get the benefits of grapefruit seed extract by actually eating the seeds. I don't know that I want to do that because they say they're really, really sour.
Right.
Pulp and white membranes of a grapefruit, you can get those benefits too. But, I mean, if you're going to juice something, I mean, you can always juice those seeds and mm-hmm. that pulp and membranes. The benefits of grapefruit seed juice or grapefruit juice are increased when it's produced fresh, like I said, including the seeds and the membranes. A little bit of history and interesting facts about grapefruit seed. The grapefruit is a subtropical citrus tree known for its fruit, which was originally named the forbidden fruit of Barbados.
Nice.
Farmers in Europe use a powdered form of GSE in fish and poultry feed to prevent infections caused by salmonella and E. coli. Of course, I always, you know, I'm an advocate for wild-caught fish, so I don't know about that. So, GSE is used in cosmetic products for its natural antimicrobial abilities. Other uses for diluted grapefruit seed extract include a mouthwash, gargle, skin acne cleanser, disinfectant. But you don't want to confuse the grapefruit seed extract with grape seed extract. Grapefruit seed extract is from the grapefruit, and grape seed extract is from the grapes. Two totally different healing properties. But grape seed extract's a really good antioxidant. So, like when you're looking for grapefruit seed extract, be really cautious about finding one that basically doesn't have a whole bunch of different ingredients. Like never purchase a grapefruit seed extract that contains health hazardous synthetic chemicals like methylparaben, benzethonine chloride, or triclosan. I am tongue-tied today.
Oh man, I get that way sometimes too, and that's really bad considering the field I'm in, where I have to talk all day, and then I can't talk half the time, and it's just like it's weird.
And I know the liquid formula that I carry, and this is basically what I'd recommend, find one that just contains the grapefruit seed extract and vegetable glycerin. Now, my tablets and capsules have a few other ingredients because they have to have those. But grapefruit seed extract can deplete good bacteria in the gut if it's taken for long periods of time. So if you're going to take it for more than just a few days, you want to be sure and get yourself a probiotic. And take that a few hours before taking your dose of GSE. And a lot of times, like I take my probiotic, my nutritionists recommend taking probiotics in the evening before bedtime. And I take my GSE when I'm taking it in the morning. So, you know, and there can be, some people can have some side effects or some, you know, you want to use a little bit of caution. I know some people can't even eat grapefruit. Now, I have heard that the seeds don't have the same reaction to certain things, but just to be on the safe side. So if you're taking other medications, especially blood thinners, or if you're allergic to any medications, then if you're pregnant or want to become pregnant, or you're nursing, you might want to double check with your doctor before you start the grapefruit seed extract. There's no commonly known side effects when taken as directed. And if you've got that candida overgrowth like we've been talking about, mm-hmm. it's actually best to incorporate the GSC therapy in partnership with a cleansing anti-candida diet. So that means like avoiding things like sugar, alcohol, your dairy and your grains, and grains, you know, like pasta and breads and stuff like that. Things that turn to sugar quickly.
Right, right.
In your diet. So, but anyway, that's pretty much it.
Especially with pasta being delicious.
Oh, I know. I love pasta.
All right. Well, Jeannie, if anybody has any more questions they would like to ask you, how can they get a hold of you? And where is the natural Natural Food Center located?
Well, I'm at 414 West 8th Street. I'm open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 9 to noon. You can give me a call at 251-4451. And, you know, yeah, pop in, say hi. If you have any questions, you know, let me know. I've got, you know, I can print off some information and for you and have that available, and you can come in and check out all my goodies that I get in on a regular basis.
Absolutely, especially like you said, the chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, Jeannie, it's always a pleasure to have you in, and well, I guess we'll see you again. I'm looking at the calendar in two weeks, so it won't be that weird month where it has that extra Thursday in it. So I guess we'll see you again here in just a couple of weeks.
All right.
All right, Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center. Get on over there today. Check it out. Lots of great stuff over there, and again, you can check out the chocolate. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Coming up here right after the break, we're going to have folks in from Coffeeville's Reawakening right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday Eve morning.